Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 404, the stanzas 2, 3, and 5. Praise him, ye highest heavens. Praise him, ye clouds that roll, created by his power and under his control. And what follows? Psalter 404, the stanzas 2, 3, and 5. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 62. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 62. To the chief, to Judith, to the chief musician, to Judithan, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, await thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. I trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. I trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. De Peder, who remains in the hospital, Mrs. Elsbeth Van Oort, who was taken to the hospital on Tuesday and remains there, Raven, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jason the Cock, who had an accident and needed surgery this past week, and on Friday, Mr. and Mrs. Tyler and Trina Van Zelfde were blessed with the birth of a baby daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Merciful, Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou wast granted on this Lord's day that we and our children may still have a place upon the earth in the land of the living, that on this day that most of the congregation may even have a place in thy house. Lord, may the wonder truly become a wonder. We are all lying under the sentence of death. Thou hast said to our first parents, that they that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, and we may still be in the precious day of grace, and in the day of salvation. Then in the past week, then thou wast spoken unto us as a people, unto the community, in a special way, where thou hast revealed a little of thy power and of thy majesty, where thou hast commanded the wind to blow and the hail to fall, and there was none that could stay thy hand or say unto thee, what doest thou? Lord, we may thank Thee that Thou wast spared all our lives and that none were injured. Could have been so different that we were called upon to go to the cemetery for this one, for that one, even for many. Then Thy goodness, Thy mercy has still been manifested in the midst of the judgments. Then there has been much destruction. There has been much loss. Many were overwhelmed. Many are distressed, maybe not knowing how to continue. Perhaps those that have experienced that rebellion, that could not bow under Thee, who could not submit, who were even angry with Thee. Lord, if it is so, may Thou take it away in Thy house, and a deep impression that Thou punisheth us and our children not as we deserve. Wilt Thou remember all the family circles and remember the many who were spared, who have suffered no loss, and yet the true thankfulness and the true humility were missing. Oh, Lord, what is man? We humbly beg Thee, may this serious and solemn calling, oh, may Thou use it, come out of Thy right hand for the extension of Thy kingdom, that there may have been a soul or more that were given to consider concerning that only comfort, where they were given to see that our temporal possessions, and we can set our hearts so on them that in a moment that they can disappear and that they are no more. And the need for that only comfort, that I am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior, Lord. May it be accompanied with the loving and the irresistible work of Thy Holy Spirit, because Thou knowest, Thou can speak with power and with majesty, but that by nature our hearts are so hard. May there have been hearts that have been exercised with the hardness of heart, but may there also have been a few that truly have been humbled in bewilderment, and with the prayer that Thou may still remember us and our children in these dark and solemn times. Then in the past week, then Thou wast not only spared life, but then Thou wast also given life, where Thou wast blessed a young couple for the first time in their married life with the birth of a well-born little daughter. Grant unto those parents a broken and a humble heart. Wilt Thou further strengthen the mother and may it be a child of many prayers. Ah, may it be a little one for the coming of thy kingdom. Wilt I remember the grandparents? We lay before thee the many needs. An old mother still in the hospital, weak and frail. Thou wast yet spared. We commend her unto thee for body and soul. Remember her husband and family. Another young mother, by renewal in the hospital. She has been there so often already. Her pathway has been through deep waters. We humbly ask thee to give unto the doctors wisdom and understanding. May the means be blessed. May she soon return to her husband and children within the home. And that thou may come in with his calling, then by renewal, then thou wert calling, my daughter, give me thy heart. Lord, thou knowest that we are not willing, that we are not able, but when by thy free grace that thou takest possession of a heart, then a sinner is given so willingly to give it unto thee and to ask for thy ways. A little child, heavy object has fallen upon her. Lord, it could have been the end, but it has pleased thee to put thy hand between her and death. She was taken to the hospital and underwent surgery. Well, to grant further healing, remember her parents. Ah, may it be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to a true repentance. We remember all the sick and all the afflicted. Sick family members, dreaded diseases, crosses and burdens, all known unto thee. Remember all the mourning ones, widowers and widows, those that mourn the loss of dear ones. Remember our elderly ones, those in places of care, and those that may still gather with us in thy house. Remember prodigal sons and daughters. Wilt thou remember thy church all over the earth? Remember the brothers that may be ennobled for it in this morning hour. Wilt thou grant thy help and thy blessing? Remember a brother deacon with his wife who was in the Netherlands. Grant them a Sabbath day blessing. Lord, then we have laid before thee in short many temporal needs. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? May we be found good stewards of what thou hast entrusted unto us. They are all blessings for the time necessary. They are precious. May we not all take it for granted. May it be thy goodness that leadeth to repentance, that we may part from our worldly and evil ways, whereby the spirit is grieved. But, Lord, impress it upon all our hearts that we have a never-dying soul, and also our body, after it dies, shall be resurrected. both for a never-ending eternity, to ways, to peoples, and to destinations, either eternal woe or eternal well. And to that end, we humbly ask thee that it may please thee to richly bless thy word in this morning hour, that it may be thy set time. Oh, the prophet has said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. May it then please thee to go from bench to bench. Oh, do not skip a bench, but also from heart to heart. And may there be souls sitting in their bench with a sigh and a cry, that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. May sinners be converted, false foundations uncovered, and thy people instructed, edified, and comforted. Lord, stretch forth in thy mighty arm. To that end, may it please thee to grant a few simple words to speak. Open the scriptures, a grander, rich measure of the anointing of thy Holy Spirit. May thy word go forth with power divine. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, the tiredness of the body, the wandering and the worldly thoughts, the buying and selling, a worldly and spiritual. Wilt thou bind the devil and all, Lord, with the many cares. Also concerning the past week, wilt thou grant unto family circles a little rest in thy house, with our eyes upon thee. Lord, we have much to ask. What we forget, forget it not. Then we also commend unto thee a young couple who were united in holy matrimony this past week, have begun life's journey together. It may be their first Lord's Day. Ah, wilt thou grant thy divine blessing and approval? Ah, may their hearts not remain untouched, but may it please thee to convert them as thou hast converted all thy people. Lord, remember all family circles. May love abound. Where it is not so, wilt thou do wonders. May thy word have authority. May sin be forsaken. Give a prayer for one another, and pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 76, the four stanzas. And now unto Jehovah, ye sons of the mighty, all glory and strength and dominion accord. Ascribe to him glory and render him honor and beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord. The collection today is for the Nobleford Building Fund. Psalter 76, the four stanzas. beloved congregation, we had thought to continue with the unworthy centurion, but where the Lord has spoken in this past week in a special way, then with the Lord's help, we wish to direct your attention to our text words, which you can find in Psalm 62, the verses 11 and 12. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Our text words speak of God has spoken. With four thoughts in the first place, a God speaking once. In the second place, a God speaking twice. In the third place, God's powerful speaking. And in the fourth place, a God's merciful speaking. A God has spoken. A God speaking once, as we read. A God has spoken once. A God speaking twice. Twice have I heard this. A God's powerful speaking. That power belongeth unto God, and God's merciful speaking also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Beloved congregation, then on Tuesday evening, then the Lord has shown unto us as a congregation and a community a little of his power and of his majesty. And then there is no one upon the earth that can stay his almighty hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Then we have seen, congregation, how that in a very short time, that our crops, our possessions, that they can be destroyed. The last Lord's Day in the evening. Then by renewal, then that question was placed before us. What is thy only comfort in life and death? And how has it been with the question, young and old? Have we taken that question home, or have we left it on out the church bench? That may be, younger ones, you thought that is for another time, when I become a little older. But then the Lord has reminded in a special way, for each and every one of us, that we need a comfort that is lasting, because what the Holy Spirit, what He grants unto His children, that He places in their heart. And there is no storm, no hail, that can take that work out of their heart, not even death, because the Lord shall take their soul into glory when they die. Nevertheless, in the midst of the solemn calling, and not to minimize the destruction, the Lord remember in a special way all those families that were affected. Nevertheless, intermingled was much and great mercy. Our dwellings have been spared, and above all, not one life was taken away. Children, young people, and older ones, if it now had been the means that the Lord used to take us out of this life, then everything here below that comes to an end, then perhaps yesterday would have been the day of your funeral. Then your lifeless body without a soul would have been entrusted unto the womb of the earth. And where would your soul then be? We have sung together out of Psalm 29, where the psalmist is stated in the fourth verse that the voice of the Lord is powerful, that the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And then we have sung together of those cedars of Lebanon, those high and those proud cedars that they have skipped, and that the mountains have trembled. We even read in James 2 verse 19, thou believest that there is a God, the devils also believe and trembled. And how has it now been in this past week, young and old? Has it made a little impression? Has it made a deep impression? Has it made a lasting impression? Then fathers and mothers, then the Lord in a special providence, then He has given much to speak about together with your children, and that for each and every one of us, that there is that one thing needful, and that by free and sovereign grace, that majestic, that almighty, but also that merciful God, that He becomes our God through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. Have there been souls in this past week that have truly examined and considered your heart, or whether on Tuesday evening, the Lord has spoken as an angry God because of her sins, or as a chastising father. And then, of course, there is a difference whether we experience the works of the Father and the love of the Father and to know the person of the Father. Then in our text, then the psalmist, we shall not say so much about this psalm. It was a psalm for Judathan, seemed to be a porter and a door watcher. Of four psalms ascribed unto him, a psalm 39, where the psalmist was given to meditate upon death, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days can so suddenly be cut off. And then further he was given to confess that every man is vanity, he walketh but in a vain show. But then he was also given to declare with a consideration of those matters, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee, in this solemn. Then the sweet psalmist of Israel was given to express his faith and his assurance in his God, where he was given to say, he only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved. And then in verse 7, and my refuge is in God. Do we have a refuge congregation? Do we have a hiding place? Undoubtedly there were those in this week when that storm has come, maybe boys and girls, maybe there were children that thought, now we have to die and appear before my Maker. Then, of course, it was a blessing that we have a house. But the Lord many times even sends a storm where a house shall not do, that the houses are swept away by his almighty power. Then what a teaching that the Lord has given unto us, that we need a place of refuge, a hiding place. The prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 32 verse 2, and that man, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be as a hiding place from the wind, covered from the tempest. Oh, blessed that people, blessed David, that may say that the Lord is my refuge. Does not begin with that knowledge. Where does it now begin, young and old? We hope to hear thereof in this evening hour. That the Lord, by the loving and the powerful work of the Holy Spirit, that he shows unto us that we have not a hiding place, and on account of our sins, that we cannot stand and appear before the Lord. What a wonder it would be. And the Lord is a wonder-doing God. Then the Lord is still seen fit that he speaks unto us. because it is the greatest judgment that can come upon a people when we grieve the Spirit because of our worldly and evil ways. And when the Lord holds Himself so silent, that is in the midst of a congregation, and that is more so in the life of a child of God. Oh, when the Lord is not easy, oh, when the Lord smites, nevertheless, then the church may still experience, and many a times, because I read in Hebrews 12, verse 11, now no chastisement for the present time is joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it beareth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. And now, the Lord has a people. When the Lord comes with His chastisements, oh, it has to be given. But then to consider whether they are truly His child, and what a blessing it is when the Lord uses these callings, that there may be further leadings. Then before our text, then we read in verse 10, trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. Then David is given to declare that we are called upon to honestly labor and give the poor and the Lord His portion. Because I read in the prophets of old, oh, when they have withheld from the Lord which was due unto them, that they were robbers. And then further, if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. We are called to labor diligently. And I read in Proverbs 13, verse 4, that the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. And that can be explained in a temporal way, but also in a spiritual way. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And in Proverbs 10, verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Thus, we are called to labor diligently, and we must have our heart in it, in our labors. What a blessing it is, as Solomon has said in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, to enjoy the good of our labors. But our trouble is that we set our heart so much on them, that we live as if this is our eternity, our eternal home, and that we shall never have to depart. And now before our text it says, when our labors may be blessed, that we set not our heart too much on them. Many farmers have experienced the one moment a thriving, a beautiful crop, maybe thinking of the future. Maybe there have been amongst us Because when the Lord speaks, and when the Lord comes with His judgments, then we are called to examine our hearts very closely. Maybe there has been one that had to confess that he resembled too much that rich farmer, that rich fool in Luke 12. Because how does it go? Then we start multiplying so many bushels, the price, I do not have to multiply it out. Of course, we must make provision. It was not wrong for that rich fool perhaps to cast his old barns down and to build a new. That sometimes can be wiser and more profitable. But what was now the mistake of that rich fool? Then in that parable in Luke 12, then we do not read that he has thought about a soul, and we do not read that he was thinking and meditating and wondering how he could give a portion of that crop to the poor and for the kingdom of God. Perhaps if he had done so, then he would have not needed bigger barns. God has spoken once. Congregation, how often the Lord has spoken in our lives. If we would add the younger less, the older ones in our midst more, how many sermons that we have heard in God's house, then how often that the Lord has spoken unto us. But the psalmist was given to say, God has spoken once. Then there are those special circumstances, those special times that the Lord speaks in a special way, and that the Lord is saying, as I read in Proverbs 23, verse 6, my son, and that includes daughters, my son, my daughter, give me thy heart. And now the Lord, he speaks in so many ways. Then in the first place, then let us mention the Word of God, a word the Lord tells us, our deep fallen Adam, our lost and miserable condition, but also that the Father has given His only begotten Son, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. The Lord speaks unto us in His creation. Young people, you can remember that is the way that Reverend Hellenbrook's question book begins. Whence knowest thou that there is a God? And then there are two books. And the one book is the book of creation. And in our confession of faith, it is written a most elegant book, where we may be given to see something of the power, the wisdom, and the faithfulness of God. But not only in creation, but also in the way of providence. Then the Lord speaks in special ways. And then what a blessing it is, because in our deep fall we have lost the image of God, Oh, when there may be those times in the Lord's providence that He speaks unto us in special ways, as He has done on Tuesday evening, and when it may be granted, as I read of a Peter in Luke 5, verse 8, oh, when by renewal they have let down the nets, and they have caught a great rod of fishes, then it is specifically mentioned that Peter saw it. Then the Lord speaks unto us by His sacraments. Then the Lord speaks unto us by His blessings. And I read in Romans 2, verse 4, God has spoken once, congregation. May I now ask you, because we hear that the Lord speaks in many ways, and that the Lord speaks oftentimes, and in Elihu, He has said in Job 33, verse 14, God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. But let me now ask you, has our text now been fulfilled, that the Lord has spoken once? Oh, that there was a church service where the Word of God has entered our heart with power divine, when it has become true in our life, and that we could not live as before. Oh, but what a blessing it is, because I read in Romans 2, verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of His goodness, and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance. God has spoken once, then the Lord also speaketh in the way of trials, in the way of afflictions, oh, in the way of death. Has that now ever taken place in our life, that the Word has been accompanied with providential dispensations, and that the Lord has used it in our life? God has spoken once. Thus then a David is given to speak of a special speaking in our life. Or do we still have to say that we are so dead? Oh, that it seems, as I read in Luke 7, the verses 32 and 33, that the Lord Jesus Christ has said, whereunto shall I compare this generation? This generation are as children in the marketplace. And then we read in those verses, that they have acted as if there was a funeral, but there was no weeping. They have played wedding, but there was no rejoicing. Oh, God has spoken once, and then He hath also spoken in this past week, when we have seen the dark clouds roll through the sky, and when the Lord has sent destruction. God has spoken once. Oh, has it made an impression? Or can we remain so hard and unmoved under the callings of the Lord? Oh, then the Lord speaks when He places a rainbow in the sky. But now concerning God has spoken once, then He has spoken with the wind, then He has spoken with the hail. And then in the Psalms, then we read concerning those matters, Psalm 104, verse 3, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. And in Psalm 107, verse 25, for He commandeth and raiseth up the stormy wind thereof. In Psalm 135, verse 7, He bringeth the wind out of His treasuries. In Psalm 148, verse 8, a stormy wind fulfilling His counsel. Thus then we read in different psalms
and that the psalmist have received an impression of the greatness and the majesty and power of the living and almighty God. God has spoken once, and now we read further in our text words. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, and that is our second thought. Let us first sing of Psalter 34, the stanzas 2, 5, 6, and 8. My prayer to God shall still be raised when troubles thick around me close. The Lord most worthy to be praised will rescue me from all my foes. And what follows, Psalter 34, the stanzas 2, 5, 6, and 8.
God has spoken. A God speaking once, a God speaking twice, because David has said, twice have I heard this. What is the meaning? Last year there was a little boy, maybe about 9 years old, when reading the Bible, and I hope boys and girls, you always do that before you go to bed. Does not have to be such a long portion. And then that little boy had a question, what the meaning of this text was. God has spoken once, and twice have I heard it. Oh, for so many, then God doth indeed speak once in a special way, but that they cannot say with our second point, twice have I heard this. Then we may speak of meditation, that is also a blessing, that when we go home from church, that we may speak together, the families, fathers and mothers, to ask the points to your children, and to ask what you have heard. In that way, our text may also be fulfilled in an outward way. Twice have I heard this. It can be in the way of meditation. What a blessing it is that we do not leave the message always in church, but that it may come back during the week. I hope that has taken place this week when the Lord has sent that storm, that the Lord has reminded you of that question, what is thy only comfort in life and death, that in that way you have heard it. It can be in the way of our conscience, that with the instruction that we receive, with the Lord speaking, that we still have a speaking conscience. But when a David may be given to say, God has spoken once, then he may be given to speak that he has heard it with his ears, and seen maybe the storm with his eyes. But when he was given to say, twice have I heard it, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And may the prayers be multiplied to that end, because for so many, the Lord speaketh in special ways, and that their heart is not turned, that it is not renewed, and that even under the judgments of the Lord, that our hearts only become harder, because congregation, also in this past week, for those that have been affected, and for those that have been spared, then the Lord is speaking unto us all. And then I read in 2 Corinthians 2, the verses 15 and 16, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Thus when David may say, twice have I heard it, then not only with his ears, but then he has heard it with his heart, by the work of the Holy Spirit. And has that now taken place in our life? Oh, we have other examples in the Bible. A Pharaoh, you know, boys and girls, 10 plagues, right? Do you know those plagues? What was the 7th one? What was the 7th plague? Who can tell me? That was hail and lightning. A great storm. And it did not leave Pharaoh untouched. He was given to see something of the power of the God of Israel, more powerful than his gods. And then we read in Exodus 9, the 7th verse, that if Pharaoh has even said, I have sinned this time, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Have we come that far, congregation, as a Pharaoh? If we may still have a tender conscience, and we live in special sins, personally, in the family circle, and if we are not completely given over to the hardness of the heart, then those sins shall meet us in the first place when we bow our knees. If our heart is conscience, if our heart is tender, then that special sin, not speaking of infirmities, but sins that we are knowingly commit, shall not broaden it out. If we have not been completely given over to the hardness of our heart, then those sins shall meet us when we bend our knees. Hope that still takes place, and that it may work a repentance. But secondly, then those sins shall also be placed before us when the Lord comes with special callings and with special judgments. Has that now taken place in this past week? And how is it with that repentance? Oh, for a Pharaoh, that wicked king of Egypt, when the Lord has come with lightning and with hail upon the land of Egypt, it did not leave him untouched. It is true, was because of the consequences of sin, not because of the character of sin. But let me now ask you, congregation, we shall close. The Lord willing, maybe we can continue. Because when the Lord speaks, then we may not forget. And the Lord has spoken in a special way. But now a Pharaoh, that wicked Pharaoh, who was even being hardened, then when he was given to behold the lightning and the hail and the destruction, then he has called for Moses and he said, I have sinned this time. Have we now come that far, congregation, this past week? Even in an outward way, that our special sin or sins have risen up against us, and that we have said, with a Pharaoh, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. What a confession, congregation. Let me ask you, have we even come as far as Pharaoh this week? Oh, more is necessary. Much can take place under the callings of the Lord that is not saving. Oh, what was missing in the life of Pharaoh when he has said, I have sinned, was because of the consequences, was because of the lightning and the hail, it was because of the destruction. But if Pharaoh has never experienced that sorrow, that sincere sorrow over his sin, oh, young and old, the Lord has spoken. David has said, twice have I heard it. Oh, has that now taken place in this life?
that it has worked something for our soul salvation, for the coming of Christ's kingdom, and for the glory of his name. Then the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Ah, may the prayers be multiplied, a word the Lord has spoken in a special way unto us and our children in the day of days. Then also concerning this calling, then the judge shall say unto us, boy and girl, youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, I have spoken on that Tuesday a special way, showed a little of my power and of my mercy, but it has been intermingled with, I have shown some of my power and of my majesty intermingled with mercy. Oh, that you were still spared, that you were still enabled, that you were still upon praying ground, that you could still seek the Lord while he was found. Oh, may it be granted by the work of the Holy Spirit. God has spoken once, twice have I heard it. Amen. Let us close. Lord, thou hast indeed spoken to us and our dear children in a special way. May it not all be in vain, and it shall not be in vain. It shall all be to thy glory in the saving of sinners and in the destruction of sinners, O Lord. May it be fulfilled, our second point, that we may hear it twice, by the loving, by the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit, Lord, then by renewal, we commend unto thee all the family circles, where the storm has come. But wilt thou also remember those that have been spared? Ah, may there be that humility and that bewilderment, Lord, watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Ah, may it also be even in an external sense, that the families may return to their home, and that they may be given to speak of these matters. Lord, wilt thou grant that there may be a speaking out of the experience of the soul? Wilt thou bring us safely to our homes, bring us back in this evening hour, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 211, the stanzas 1 and 3. O God, most holy are thy ways, and who like thee deserves my praise? Thou only doest wondrous things, the whole wide world thy glory sings, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The second wedding announcement of David John Elliman and Raylene Suzanne Grisnick. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, August 16 at 10:30 a.m. with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. The first wedding announcement of Melis Hendrik Oskam and Peterina Hengsmengel. A lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 211, the stanzas 1 and 3.
I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.